If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
It's 3:50. This is 720 WGN. Thanks for joining us. You've seen all the headlines. Everybody concerned about what comes along with the Democratic National Convention and what will the governor of Texas do? Is he going to put 25,000 migrants on buses or planes and drop them off just in time for the 50,000 or so people expected to attend the DNC in Chicago? We thought we'd take the question right to the person who knows, and that is Deputy Mayor of Immigration, Migrant, and Refugee Rights, Beatrice Ponce de Leon. Thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Lifelong Chicagoan. I was reading all about you. Go off to Yale, you come back, you continue to serve the city, and you've had this job for about a year, right?
Yes, just about a year. In July of last year I started.
Yeah, so right in the thick of it. So you too are reading the headlines. We haven't had a lot of buses arrive since June. Is that because there aren't as many migrants, or the landing zone rules that were put into place have prevented that? What's going on right now?
Well, thank you for asking, Lisa. It is an interesting time. So, you know, we are aware that the governor of Texas has talked about sending busloads of migrants again to Chicago. We heard that just recently at the Republican National Convention. But in reality, we don't have high numbers of people crossing into the country and asking for asylum. There's an executive order in place that has put a limit on the number of people that can cross through that Texas border or the southern border. It could also be in California or Arizona. And so because there are fewer people coming, there are fewer people who would potentially be sent this way to Chicago. But we also know that we have to be prepared for everything. And just as Chicago has been preparing overall for the DNC, we're looking really to host an amazing historic event. We are preparing in case there are large numbers of migrants who are arriving to the city on these buses from Texas. So we're ready if we need to be.
Well, you know, the governor of Texas wants to make a point. He's spent $148 million of taxpayer dollars to bus or fly migrants to cities like Chicago, and it seems like the perfect scenario where he might do it again. Do you guys have eyes on the ground? Do you have people at the border that monitor the sending of migrants on buses or planes that might be destined for Chicago?
Yeah, that we actually have some pretty good intel coming both from border towns, from the White House and the Department of Homeland Security, and then also the state of Illinois, you know, have some folks and resources out there that they are able to get some information from. And we have a solid partnership between the state and the county and city in how we have addressed this new arrivals mission over the last year. And as we look at the DNC and the possibility of a sudden uptick in the number of people arriving, we worked together to be prepared for that possibility and looked at all of our resources and our contacts to get as much on the ground intel as we can. I mean, I can't drive home the message enough that because there are fewer people crossing the border, there are just fewer people who could potentially come this way.
So, Deputy Mayor,
we did do some projections in the past, looking back to the weeks that had the highest numbers of folks. Last year, you'll remember, there were times in October and then leading into the winter, we had sometimes 2,000 or more people arrive at one time, and buses were dropping people off anywhere they wanted. But we were able to slow that down and to put some order to that. And now, as we prepare for this, all of that is taken into account. But again, there just are not enough people crossing the border for there to be high numbers of people coming here.
Deputy Mayor, I just want you to clarify that. So you're saying that I know you're preparing for it, but you're not expecting a huge influx of migrants like people have been fearful of.
We are not expecting 25,000 migrants or any other very large influx of migrants. The governor has certainly threatened to do that and to send people here. There's lots of speculation and concern about it. That's a political stunt. we wouldn't put it past him to do that in a way to disrupt the DNC and disrupt, you know, how we have that convention here. But given the number of people who are able to cross the border and ask for asylum, those numbers are low because of an executive order that's in place. If that executive order were to be lifted between now and the DNC, then there is the potential of more people crossing. But it's being challenged in court, and it looks like it might not really be addressed until the fall. So right now, everything that we have intel on is pointing to the just not having a surge happen. All that said, I just want to be clear, we are prepared in case it does happen, and we have to be ready. So we have a plan in place with city, county, and state. We have, you know, created a kind of a response with some just-in-time beds that we would open up, and things are in place in case we need them.
And at that point, you do have to rely on some of the suburbs. You said, you know, state, county, and city, because Chicago couldn't manage a number like that without the help of some of the suburban towns.
Well, buses have been dropping off in the suburbs, and people take the metro in typically and come to our landing zone, and then we work through our state intake center and the city and eventually place people in shelters. I think that if we were to see a sudden rapid increase in the number of people coming and they're being dropped off in the suburbs, I would say suburbs should be prepared to handle maybe more than one bus at a time. But we have the bed capacity to be able to take in a good number of folks in our existing shelter system. And then potentially when that is filled, we would have to open up some shorter term shelter beds. And that's part of this plan.
And in the past 6 or 8 months, have most of those people come on buses, not on planes?
Yes, the largest majority of people have come on buses. We did see at this point, I think it's been about 5,000 people arrive on flights, some of them mostly from Texas, but some also from other cities. But we haven't seen any significant number of people coming on planes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate the information you've shared with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the interest and a chance to, you know, share some of this preparation. And I hope that the DNC goes off well. And, you know, we're excited to host and have a historic event here in our city.
Absolutely. Deputy Mayor of Immigrant, Migrant, and Refugee Rights, that is Beatrice Ponce de Leon. Steve's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.